Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. An Angel Visit. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 30. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Imagine this. You are a young adult. You think you have your life planned out. Then an angel appears before you with a very important life-altering message. What thoughts are running through your mind? Are you suddenly frightened by the changes that will happen? Are you humbled that you are the chosen one? Are you excited at the thought that an angel just appeared to you and gave you great news? Mary was just a young adult when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. At this time, she was a virgin engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. In the text for today, Luke describes the visit from the angel that Mary received. The angel greeted Mary with, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God." These first words spoken by the angel are meant to calm Mary and prepare her for the good news about to be shared with her. "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." At this point, Mary must have been amazed at the miracle that was about to happen. Mary, a young virgin, was God's chosen servant to be the mother of Jesus. The birth of Jesus is foretold by this angel, and Mary will now give birth to a baby boy and give him the name Jesus. The angel goes on to explain that this baby that Mary will carry, give birth to, and raise is the Most High. His kingdom is not of this earth, but rather he will rule a heavenly kingdom that will never end. Mary, a humble servant, received an angel visit that would not only change her life, but is good news for all people everywhere. The birth of Jesus is foretold, and Mary is the chosen one to carry out God's plan for the birth of his Son. We pray, "I come from heaven to tell the Lord's decree, a blessed Virgin Mother you shall be. Your Son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored maiden, Gloria." A thought to consider. Read Mary's song recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56, to learn about Mary's reaction to the good news the angel shared with her. How do her words apply to you? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.